Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion to conflicting media reports, connect the dots to the actions you can take, how your family or your business benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Let me remind you, if you have any more finance questions, I am the consumer advocate for you, and you can reach out to me at 800-306-1990. That you call anytime for assistance. When you call it directly to me first, there are no others to get. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, this number, have the phone number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today, as we do every day on Ron Siegel Radio. It is National... What is this? Holy... National Hike with a Geek Day today. National Hike with a Geek Day. Yeah. National... I can't even say that one. American Eagle Day, so we would soar there. National Ice Cream Soda Day today. Like that one. And National Vanilla Milkshake Day. Well, I've got a little chocolate in there, but National Vanilla Milkshake Day today. We can deal with that one. That's okay to live with. Checking markets right now, down 15 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. We are looking at oil down $1.20. A barrel at $43 a barrel. That would make the annual average for a gallon of gasoline $2.28.5. And here in California, $2.98. Very close to leading the country in gas prices here in California. Think about that. We are at $2.99.8 in South Carolina. They're at $1.96.6. Yeah, lowest in the country, South Carolina, 196.6. Yeah, you already said that. Moving right along, we are also looking at the U.S. 10-year Treasury down further, 0.156. I have shared with you that I believe is going to about 181.184. The yield of the 10-year Treasury, which means that mortgage rates are dropping. Yeah, we like to see that one. Mortgage rates going down. That's a good news item right there. So if you're thinking about buying, selling, refinancing, debt consolidation opportunity, it is sitting right there for you right now. So my recommendation, take advantage, at least take a look and see what the market has to offer for you and for your family. Continuing our move right now, we're checking the market. Actually, look right now. You got to look at CNN. Acosta lashes out against White House president taping. CNN not happy with the idea that they cannot do their entire newscast right there from within the White House press briefing room. White House has come out and said no video tape, no audio tape press briefing. The reporters are going to have to do their work. And they have to go in, they have to show their work, they're going to have to take notes, write a story. That's kind of tough for those guys. They have to even come up with some information, do a little homework on their own. Instead of taking a clip and saying it on the news. Yeah, a little challenge for these guys. They don't need to do any work. That's a big prize for them. Most of the media, they just like either splice or get to the agency to do, they might not have the opportunity they had before. Speaking of opportunity, Georgia's race, finally going to the voters. If you've been watching this one, the most expensive race in U.S. history to the voters today in the northern suburbs of Atlanta. Either Republican Karen Hill will claim a seat that's been in hand since 1979, or Democrat John Ossoff will manage upset that will rattle Washington, maybe. We'll see. Here's the issue right there. Number one, it's kind of funny because the Karen had the greatest line in one of the debates. She asked Ossoff who he's going to vote for in the election. Now, Ossoff couldn't answer the question because he doesn't live in the district. So he didn't get a vote in the election. What a shame. Unbelievable. Being a part of this is, it's amazing. Now, we've shared this with that Donald Trump carried this just by a squeaker, this district in the presidential election. But $20 million has gone to Ossoff, mostly from, you gotta guess where that money is coming from. Yeah, not coming out of his district. Here comes California, New York, and Massachusetts is where the money has come from. Yeah, they're looking at this as being a big place for the Democrats. So I think it would be great if we see the Democrats spending $20 billion in California, New York, and Massachusetts, sending them money. If they lose, it'll be great. Not only because I look at what Ossoff stands for, but you look at the other side of it. Do we really want our races, our congressional races, just to be all of who can spend the most money? Do we want California to be able to buy these races from their advertising ability? I'm going to suggest that's not the best idea. But the bottom line here is that is what's happening nowadays. Amazing. They can just buy an election. Moving right along today. CEOs visited yesterday. They are talking about modernizing the government. Think about this one. I was reading in the article coverage that they were talking about here that there are still some departments of the United States government where they're working off of floppy disks. Could you imagine that? Now, the young people probably don't even know what a floppy disk is. I haven't had a floppy disk in decades. Yet, part of our government is working. It's hard to believe in this day and age and the amount of money that our government wastes on so many things. Do you remember the study about shrimp on treadmills or the effects of parties on fraternities? Think about all those issues that went on. Yeah, that's all part of it. So now they're looking at still working on floppy disks. And it is nice to see we're getting a lot of folks coming back. People that do not see eye to eye with the president. They're still going to these meetings, they're still participating in these meetings. Jeff Bezos, obviously part of this anti-Trump, Trump hate, never Trumpers, whatever you want to call it. According to the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, Bezos has a lot of good ideas. One of them is not reports for office because he's an anti-Trumper, but Bezos is participating. We're seeing Tim Cook, Eric Schmidt, participating. No word on whether our buddy from Elon Musk, I wonder if they protest to climate change. Yeah, he doesn't get his way, so he's going to throw a tantrum, although shareholders may not be too happy about that simply because they're still getting a lot of government money. May not be happy that they're getting all that government money, so or giving up that government money, so it might be an issue. They have to eat a crow. Speaking about eating a little, and on National Vanilla Milkshake Day, Ben and Jerry's are in the news, facing protests over workers' rights. Very interesting when you talk about Ben and Jerry, about as liberal an individual as you get. But the progressive ice cream maker is facing protests for not being quite progressive enough, with protesters charging. The company is not making sure its suppliers are paying immigrant workers a fair wage. And scores of dairy farm workers and activists marched this weekend to a Ben and Jerry factory to better pay and the living conditions on farms that provide milk. The ice cream maker takes pride in its social activism. Protesters said Ben and Jerry's agreed 2 years ago to participate in the so-called Milk Dignity Program. The company and worker representatives have yet to reach an agreement. We can't wait anymore. We're going to pressure, see what happens, as a Mexican immigrant worker on a farm in Virginis. The march that began Saturday morning in Montpelier ended this afternoon at the plant in Waterbury, about 14 miles away. Organizers, Will Lambic, said the marchers presented a letter to CEO Justin Solheim, who said the company was committed to joining the program. Yeah, just a thought there. Ben and Jerry in news, maybe not for all the reasons that they want it to be. Moving right along. How are you holding up in this heat? A lot of heat out there right now. I actually in Arizona. They canceled some flights in Arizona because it was just too hot. Airlines canceled flights in Phoenix and urged people to be careful around equipment. Vehicle interiors as a punishing heat wave threatens to bring temperatures approaching 120 degrees to parts of southwest U.S. Yeah, I had some friends out in Coachella Valley said it's about the same thing out there. Yes, 117 degrees, although stay in the casinos. I'm sure that they will keep it nice and cool in the casinos for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, doing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Do you know how much equity you have in your home? Higher rates take effect in July. How debt. Yes, debt can help you jumpstart your business. And millennials helping America save more money. Millennials helping America save money. Is that really the case? Well, we're going to talk about and more. You can call us anytime on their number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, go line. Shame on you, because they're available. All of our previews are available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio with Every Market Solutions as well as opportunities. You need some trust guidance. message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be doing it there on Ron Siegel Radio. At 800-306-1990. In your credit repair segment today, being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. We're ready for that next mortgage. Gold Star is the only lender that I know of that has the past approval. I did not say pre-approval. I said fast pass approval because an underwriter has already approved your loan. All you do is an address, interview the contract, appraisal, title, clear title, and off you go. It can be very, very quick if you've got that fast pass approval. So the story this morning, not good news for a lot of individuals. Higher student loan rates take effect in July, and here's what that means for student loan borrowers. So the first time since 2014, the interest rate on federal student loans are going up. I didn't want to be the bearer of bad news, but they are going up. Loans disbursed between July 1, 2017 and June 30, 2018 will carry the new rates, which are 0.6 points higher than loans that have gone out since July 1, 2016. Rates, direct subsidized loans for undergraduate borrowers, 4.45%. Direct unsubsidized loans for undergraduate borrowers, 4.45%. Direct unsubsidized loans for graduate or professional borrowers, 6%. And direct plus loans for graduate and professional 7% direct plus parent plus. Why did this change? Well, the legislation went into effect in 2013. Yep. Tied student loan interest rates to the 10-year Treasury note. Every year, the graduate loan rates are calculated by adding 2.05 percentage points to the high yield of the 10-year note at the last auction prior to June 1st. 6 percentage points of the high yield in terms of subsidized graduate loan and add 4.6 percentage points for the plus loans. And if you're getting a federal student loan in the next year, the rates you'll pay for the life of the loan. Borrowers with this federal student loan won't experience a rate change unless a variable interest rate, which is here. While the rates have gone up, they could be much worse. Yeah, right. The 2013 legislation caps interest rates at 8.25% for undergraduates, 9.5% for graduate loans, and 10.5% for plus loans. Since the 2008 financial crisis, the benchmark rate has remained historically low. If it rises, future student loans will pay. So if you're going to go to college in the next few years or will borrow on behalf of someone, keep tabs on the 10-year Treasury yield. We talk about the 10-year Treasury yield right here on Ron Siegel Radio on a regular basis. Why do we talk about that so frequently? Well, it's very, very simple why we spend so much time discussing that 10-year yield. Not that it affects the student loan rates, but also has a direct effect on the mortgage-backed securities, which is what brings us to the 30-year fixed-rate loans and the other mortgage loans. So we want to make sure that you're always watching. Because it does have an effect on you, and you want to make sure that you're watching that, you're understanding what it's doing to you, what it's doing for you, what's happening for your family. When you start looking at those different numbers on the mortgage securities, there's a direct correlation right there to those loans as opposed to where you're heading it's usually because of regulation. Now, hopefully we'll see this change under the Trump administration. There was so much regulation in the Obama administration, in the Obama years. We started to see the fact that people just couldn't afford the rates, the mortgage bankers. They couldn't afford that regulation. So what did they do? Well, what the regulators always do is, or the they have, they're business people. They have to watch the market. They have to understand where they're – in the marketplace. They're doing that. They cover it. So how do they cover it? Well, you added 1%, one full percentage point on interest. So if you're getting a 4% loan right now, and I don't know what you're saying, but if you just look at the Freddie Mac rate, 3.9% as of last Thursday. We'll get a new number later in the week. But 3.1% is the average Freddie Mac rate. If it was not for all the red tape, and quite honestly, right now we look at, part of that has to do with the fact that we've got two big bail in there as well. So the community banks don't even get in there. They're not even part of the conversation. When they're part of the conversation, all you get is big bank and the insurance company there, and you don't have competition. When you lack competition, rates go up. And that's why if we got rid of the regulation and we got the community banks and some of these back in the game, they tell me the rates would be down one full percentage point. So instead of paying 3.91 on that 30-year fixed rate, it might be at 2.91. 1% going to pay for the regulation that the mortgage bankers are having to deal with, having to budget for. Just a thought for you. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Get this approval so your real estate professional can check box J4 on the real estate purchase agreement in the state of California, and you're able to compete with cash offers. Just a thought for you right there. Now, one of the things I shared this morning that we're going to talk about today is how debt can help them start your business. And many business owners run the other direction when they were debt, but debt can help business thrive. If you take away the stigma, you can see how it can be used to your advantage. If you know how to manage it, here are some tips for using debt to grow your business. Number one, you'll grow faster. Taking out a loan can help grow your business, creating more opportunity for profit. A loan can help you develop your product quicker, increase your overall inventory, or help with a new location. By taking out a loan, you give yourself room to grow without making additional investments with company profits. Before taking on a loan for your business, make sure you have a plan. If you take out a loan without, or if your business is struggling financially, it may set you back. However, if you leverage your debt effectively, you could be on track to using your debt wisely. Before making any big financial decisions for your business, consider speaking with a debt attorney or financial planner to help you weigh out your options. And I'll share with you, I do not do either of those. I'm not a debt attorney and not a financial planner. I'm just sharing with you, get guidance. CPA might be able to help you. Now, you're not looking for the CPA that is the individual that is just doing your taxes. You're wanting their financial side, because what you really want to be looking for is how is it going to benefit your business? How are you paying it back? That's Jeff Ball here, the CEO of Friendly Hills Bank. And we've chatted with him in the past about these issues. But don't take out a 25-year loan on a life. That's foolish. You have to look at it and see what makes sense for you. Second idea here, keep ownership of your business. Sometimes businesses need extra cash flow to expand, and continue running smoothly. By choosing out a loan, you'll owe the lender interest, but retain full ownership of your business. Any profits you make after paying principal interest will be yours. If you decide to take on a increased capital, you may not only lose full control of your business, but be asked to share profits. Be sure to think through the options before you sign. A couple more ideas here for you when we come back on the concept of how debt can help jumpstart your business. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the Real Estate Current Events and the Financial Market. When we come back, do you know how much equity you have in your home? And millennials helping America save more money. Talk about that. If you reach us anytime, our office number, 800-619-800-906-1990. Connect with us, Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We're back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. With Internet Market, there are solutions as well as opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or 800-306-1990. The real estate segment is being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you, get you the true equity. Well, we're going to talk about the equity position, but NEST is actually buying your property, and it's going to tell you if you want. You have to let me know. But NEST will actually give you the information about every home that's selling in your neighborhood. They send you a text message once that sale goes through. Question this morning, do you know how much equity you have in your home? In most instances, you do not know how much equity you have in your home. Most people don't know those numbers. I shared some of the numbers with you today. CoreLogic's latest equity report revealed 91,000 properties regained equity in the first quarter of 2017. This is great news for the country. 48.2 million of all mortgaged properties are now in a positive equity position. Say that again. 48.2 million of all mortgaged properties are now in a positive equity position. Frank Novak, CoreLogic's chief economist, explained this. My quote, 1 million borrowers achieved positive equity over the last year, which means risk continues to steadily decline as a result of increasing home prices, unquote. Frank Martell, president and CEO of CoreLogic, believes this is a great sign of the market in 2017 as well. As he has quote there, homeowner equity increased by $766 billion over the last year, largest increase since the second quarter of 2014. The rising push in home equity is one of the main drivers of improved mortgage performance. Since home equity is the largest source of homeowner wealth, the increase in home equity also supports consumer balance, spending, and broader economy. Quote. Great news for homeowners. They realize that their equity position has changed. That's the big question. According to Fannie Mae's Purchase Sentiment Index, more homeowners are beginning to realize that they may have equity than they quote from them, this is only the second time in the survey's history that the net share of those saying it's a good time to sell surpassed the net share of those saying it's a good time to buy. 78.8% of homeowners have significant equity, and we determine significant equity as being more than 20% in their homes. This means that many Americans with a mortgage have an opportunity to take advantage of today's market with a sizable position, many homeowners could easily move into a housing situation that better meets their current needs, moving to a larger home or right-sizing. Doug Duncan, the Senior Vice President and Chief Economist, Fannie Mae, spoke out on this issue. High home prices of consumers to give us the first clear indication we've seen in national housing surveys in the industry that they think it's now a seller's market. However, we continue to see a lack of housing supply, as many potential sellers are unable to put their homes on the market. The bottom line, one of the Americans who is unsure of how quickly you have built a home, don't let that be the reason that you fail to move on to your dream home in 2017. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. And let us put together a report for you. PEAR, 79564, will tell you how much equity you have in your property. Now, that is not the basic report that tells you just how much your home is worth. That is completely different. The value of your home, the professional equity analysis review, are two completely different items. They are not anywhere close to the same. I want you to get the professional equity analysis review and find out what your equity position is. And again, you need to have someone that they're going to share that information with you. Not only looking up the value of your property, they're going to also need information from you. One little piece of information in order to get this whole report off to you. And again, it's from PER 79564. So before the break, we were talking about how debt can help you jumpstart your business. I want to get the rest of that report for you. We talked about the first two. You'll grow faster and you may keep ownership of your business. What about the tax implications? In most cases, the IRS will allow your business to deduct the interest paid on your home loan if you use it for business purposes. This tax is more money for you and your business. A good thing, since every dollar counts for a business owner, consider again speaking to a tax expert that goes along with the CA that I was chatting with you before. I was chatting with you before on the break. You may be able to credit and increase your spending limit. When you decide to take out a loan for your business, a lending institution is trusting you to repay the debt in responsible on-time payments. You can increase your business's creditworthiness or business credit score. Smart credit habits can increase your overall spend limit, lower your future interest rate, and help you obtain better terms. So you'll need decent credit to take a business credit card. Be sure to check your credit score before you apply. You can view two of your credit scores on credit.com. They have those. There's a several other institutions I've shared several with you before. One of them I really like is the area where you go to get your real FICO score. And again, as I've shared with you in the past, your credit score is not necessarily Yurko score. I think that's creditcheck.com. You have to pay a dollar for the first month and get your real FICO score, and it's a soft pull. A soft pull where they don't hit you with an inquiry. It's not going from a lender, it's going from you. You're wanting to do your due diligence to make sense for you, so you get your three credit reports and FICO scores for $1. Now, I like this one just because it's the real one. We've talked in the past about Credit Karma. That's the trajectory of your credit score. It is giving you your FICO score. So creditchecktotal.com is giving you the true score. Working on a product right now. The gentleman, we're trying to get him to come on. He is a FICO expert. He's out of New York City. And we're working with him to try and see about, he does both personal and business credit. So we're chatting with him a little bit about possibly a regular contributor on Ron Siegel Radio. Just because it is such a major issue for you. Now, do you have to use your credit? No. But I would share with you that you can do it, almost all things you can do on your own. Certainly, I mean, they've got the button right on the Experian, Equifax, TransUnion sites where you could actually look at, you can fix your own credit, but it doesn't help you. It's not in your best interest. So I'm not going to recommend you ever do that. But there are ways of doing it the right way, and that's what we really want you to look into, is getting it done the right way, not dealing with it in an incorrect method. I'm just sharing with you that you can do all these. You can do these. I've shared many times. I've got a very bad knee. I should have it replaced. I could probably get surgery on my own because I can find all that information right there on the internet. Probably not going to come up with the best results. So why even try it? The bottom line is you hire a professional. In many instances, by hiring a professional, I suggest that you have some out-of-pocket expense, but in the long run, it's not going to cost you anything. And the reason I say it's not going to cost you anything is because your return on investment is the most important part of that, the return on investment. So that's where I come up with the idea that hire somebody to do it, get it done the right way, make it work for you, and use a business loan to help generate cash flow can be a way to do your business. But again, it's not for everyone. Taking on unnecessary or bad debt can put your business at risk if you aren't careful. The loan can be, it's important to be aware of the consequences in case things get out of hand. And before you shop for a loan, evaluate the possible risks, costs, benefits, and develop a proper business plan. Again, the interest should be a line item on your report, on your projections. Put that line item on there, you can see, will my sales go up to make sure that it makes logical sense for you to make out that loan? And you are listening to Ron Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets when we come back. Millennials helping America save more money. Got to save those millennials for that. You'll also reach us time our off-air number, 800-306-990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us at Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio on Twitter. At Ron Siegel, stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need guidance. My message is consumer ad. He'll be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. They can't make the phone call for you, though. They've got the solutions. But they cannot make that phone call for you, so you've got to go online, check it out, get the information that you need, see if it makes sense for you, and then move along and get your credit reports correct. We were chatting about this in the last segment quite a bit, the concept of the keeping your credit report accurate. It is such a big item. Anytime you're looking to buy in a house, a car, if you use it for furniture, what. Your credit report is going to come in play. Be very, very careful of making sure it is accurate all the time. Millennials helping America save more money. After almost a decade, Americans may finally be in the corner on saving money. More than 30% of them say they have enough tucked away to cover 6 months' worth of expenses. That's a seven-year high for this measure of financial calamity preparedness, a financial planning favorite. Meanwhile, the percentage who concede in response to an annual survey they have no savings fell to a six-year low of 24%, down from 28% last year. Ever since the recession, we've noted in surveys that people realize how important it is to have emergency savings. But for so many years post-recession, they just weren't making any progress, said Greg McBride. He was the chief analyst at Bankrate.com who did this survey. The poll of 1,003 Americans conducted by Princeton Survey Research Associates showed impressive savings habits among millennials, particularly younger ones. 31% of Americans aged 18 to 26 have enough saved to cover 3 to 5 months worth of expenses. May not be a huge amount of expenses in that age group. Millennials have a savings discipline that the generations lack. They have a greater aversion to debt. I don't know about that. They're not as consumption-focused, and they have a greater propensity for saving than we've seen in some time. Their of their parents, those younger workers also didn't see savings depleted by long stretches of unemployment, a reality faced by Americans aged 53 to 62. Within that group, there's a big divide when it comes to emergency savings. Among such young boomers, it's where the greatest share of Americans, 32%, say they have nothing satisfied, while the same percentage say they have enough to cover at least 6 months. These folks were hit hard by recent financial downturns. Here, more highlights from the report. A few more highlights. The percentage of Americans with some savings but not enough to cover 3 months of expenses rose to 20%, up from 18% last year. The percentage of Americans with enough to cover expenses for 3 to 5 months up to 17% from 16%. As you'd expect, older boomers, those aged 63 and older, are the most likely to have at least 6 months of expenses saved for emergency, coming in at 40%. 17% reported having nothing set aside for emergency. Meanwhile, almost a third of Generation X, those people between their 30s and mid-50s, aren't doing that great. Some 20% say they have some savings, but not enough to pay 3 months of expenses. A look at emergency savings by region shows the Midwest with the highest percentage of Americans saving. They have enough to cover 6 months of bills. Southerners have the least. Lower to middle income households making $30,000 to $50,000 a year are more likely to have an adequate cushion than to have no savings at all. 24% of those households saved enough to cover 6 months of expenses, the survey found. Now, some interesting information there. Again, millennials are leading the route right there with the savings in place. So that is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Got a few myths that could derail your finances as well. So unless you live under a tree, you've probably heard the phrase, money doesn't grow on trees. And while the phrase is meant to inspire, financial experts say expressions like this, even when intended to be encouraging, can actually have a negative impact on the snowflakes and how they do money. Money comes from a cotton bush, actually. Grant Cardone, business consultant and author of the 10X Rule, told banks, seriously, the concept of money is scarce is just not true. There is just a short people going for money, courage, and the right attitude. The money myth led to misinformation and misguided decisions. So many people are working hard to make the right decisions about their finances. While they may believe they're on the right track, that's often not the case due to misinformation and common myths they are led to believe. In fact, a variety of things can cause someone to believe they're more financially savvy than they are. And overconfidence can end up leading them down the wrong path. This reality is often described like this. People don't know what they just don't know. Making decisions based on misconceptions can be pretty dangerous. So in order to form the right attitude about personal finance and become more confident in your own wealth, it's important to first understand the truth behind some common myths. So here are some of those. Your money safest in the bank. Depends how you look at it. Yes, your money is safer in a savings account than it is in a shoebox under your bed. But the idea that a bank, specifically a savings account, is the safest place for your money comes from old generations who were able to put money in a savings account and get a great return on it. However, now the interest rates on savings accounts are as low as 0.01%. No longer the case. Your parents would earn more 1 month than you could earn the entire year. You should have money in a savings account. You definitely should, and it should be at least enough to cover 3 to 6 months worth of expenses. We've talked about that in the past. Once you build up that emergency fund, you're better off investing extra money and allowing it to grow rather than just leaving it in a savings account to sit there. 401k, we've talked about that. I'm not a big fan of it. There are much better places, long and short term, for money. Myth number and saved is a penny earned. The truth is budgeting and saving can only get you so far, but first, let's step back. When you're just starting to get a handle on your finances, budgeting and saving are crucial. This is how you train yourself to spend on things you really don't need to be spending on, and you can start to develop consistent financial habits. Plus, as you save more money, You begin to understand the true power of financial freedom, a sense of security only financial stability can provide. You don't have a will, your spouse will get your assets. People automatically assume that all assets would go to their spouse upon death, but it doesn't play that way. The reality is that the law varies by state. When you die without a will, it's money. If you have a complicated financial life, maybe you own your own business and have built up a lot of assets, or maybe you have a blended family. In more complex situations like these, you need to see an individual who specializes in wills, estates, and trusts. We've had several of these folks on our video broadcast. If you want to meet one, holler, I'll put you in touch with them. A will is how your money will be distributed. Not necessarily, and this is why it's more complicated situations. I agree with several financial accounts, big assets, etc. In California, you've got a big asset if you're in your own house. It's important to talk to a lawyer who specializes in wills and trusts. And here's why. Beneficiaries named on your financial accounts will actually override beneficiaries named in your will. So if person one is listed on your will and person two is listed on your IRA, and other financial accounts, person two will get to claim that account and the funding. Next tip, you should eliminate all debt as quickly as possible, especially by retirement. Depends on what kind of debt it is. Of course, it might be better to have less credit card debt. But mortgages? Some people say you don't have a mortgage in retirement. I am not of that. I believe if you've got the money cash set aside in an account that's making you more money, think about it. You're able to borrow right now at Freddie Mac rate. 3.91% is the Freddie Mac rate. I don't know if you can qualify for that. But there's accounts 6%, 7%, 8%, 17% in safe, secure investments. So why would you want to go to some of these other institutions and not get that kind of rate of return on your money? There's a lot more of these myths. And if you want a full report, just give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. But right now, what I would recommend is set that first radio reset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to John, who's engineering today. And a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of the day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. If you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or Ron Siegel Radio. Come and remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.